Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Psachim. Mishnah Tess is printed in our Mishnayos because of the connection to the previous Mishnah, but actually is not a Mishnah, according to most sources. It is a Tosefta, which is quoted in the Gemara on the previous Mishnah, because it is related, as we'll see in a moment. But in the Gemara, it's not actually printed as a Mishnah. And this Mishnah discusses six things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. And so right there you see a parallel to the six things that the people of Jericho did. And there's another parallel, although it's not precise. In regard to Jericho, there were three things. Three things that the Chachamim disagreed with but did not object to. And three things that the Chachamim objected to vocally. In the case of Chizkiyahu, the Chachamim agreed with three of the things that he did and disagreed with three of the things that he did. So the Mishnah says, Shisha Tvarim Asa Chizki Amelech, Al Shlosha Hodulo, Ve Al Shlosha Lohudulo. Again, the Chacham agreed with three things and disagreed with three things. So the Mishnah begins with the three things that the Chachamim agreed with. Now it's important to note historically who Chizkiyahu was. Chizkiyahu was the son of Achaz. Achaz was a very bad king. He was a very big Rasha, generally an evil person. He abandoned Hashem and introduced idol worship, not only into Eretz Yisrael, but into the Beis HaMikdash itself, changing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash to be involved sacrificing to idols. He even went so far as to sacrifice his own sons to Molech by passing them through the fire. Which is, in addition to being the idol worship, called out by the Torah explicitly, and also it's burning your own children to Avodah Zarah. So that's like pretty bad. Chizkiyahu himself was saved and hidden by his mother. So when Achaz died, Chizkiyahu became king. Chizkiyahu was actually a great tzaddik. And Chizkiyahu spent the beginning of his reign undoing everything that his father had done, restoring the Beis HaMikdash, and restoring Torah to Klal Yisrael. And Chizkiyahu is one of the greatest of the kings, and it was a big, big tzaddik. So Chizkiyahu did three things which the Chachamim absolutely agreed with, and the other three they didn't agree with. So the first of the three that they agreed with is Gerar Atzmos Aviv Amita Shel Chavalim. When Chizkiyahu's father died, when Achaz died and Chizkiyahu became king, Achaz did not receive a full royal funeral and burial, as you might expect. Instead, the new king, Chizkiyahu, had his father's body dragged through the streets on a bed of rope, really disrespecting and demeaning his father's body, before burying him in a non-royal cemetery plot. He did this for two reasons. Number one, he was hoping that the embarrassment and debasement to Achaz's body would serve as a kapara, as an atonement for his many sins, leaving him better off spiritually as he entered Olam HaEmes, as he entered the spiritual realm, right? So he would come in at least with some of his sins maybe knocked off. And second of all, to sanctify the name of Hashem and to bring other people to tshuva by demonstrating the consequences of this kind of evil in Avodah Zarah, and that this kind of thing is not going to be tolerated anymore. We are returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, even though Kavod HaMelech, the glory and honor of the king, is a very important mitzvah, it's an important halacha, that in fact the halacha tells us that if a king himself wishes to relinquish some of his honor, he's not allowed to do so, because it's that important. The Chacham agreed with his reasoning, and therefore the Mishnah tells us the Hodulo. They agreed that was a good idea. Number two brings us back to the Torah, to Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas describes that during their long journey during the desert, Bnei Yisrael, we know, they complained many times. At one point in Parshas Chukas, Bnei Yisrael complained about Moshe and Hashem. You know, why did you take us out of Egypt? You know, this is a terrible thing, you know. And so Hashem brings a punishment. And he punishes the complainers by sending an infestation of poisonous snakes. And these snakes were biting and killing people. The people repented and asked Moshe to daven for them, so they should be saved. Hashem tells Moshe, make a copper snake and put it on a pole. And anyone who looks at this copper snake is going to be healed. Chazal explained the way that this worked was actually that it's really not the snake so much as the snake is intended to draw attention upward because it's on a tall pole. And anyone who would look up at the copper snake would actually be looking towards the heavens and be reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the relationship that he should have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and their commitment and renew their commitment to Hashem. They would be stirred to tshuva, boy, we really messed up and this snake the snakes were sent by God and we should recommit to God. And so it was actually intended to strengthen the people's commitment to God, which it did. And it worked. However, in the intervening years, this artifact was still, of course, belonged to Kal Yisrael and remained as a zecher, right, of all the wonders that Hashem did for the Jewish people in the desert. But over time, people had begun to worship the copper snake itself as an avodah zarah, and therefore kites nachash anachoshes. He had it destroyed. This copper snake. Kites usually means ground or pulverized. So in our context, it means he destroyed it in some way, this copper snake. Vehudulo. And the Chachamim approved of his doing this, even though this was, of course, an important artifact. It was turning into an avodah zarah and therefore very bad thing. It needs to be removed because it was creating a stumbling block for Klal Yisrael. And the third thing was Ganaz Sefer Refuos. He hid away the Sefer Refuos. Sefer Refuos, the Book of Healings, was a book that contained mystical healings for all forms of illness. Mystical, like Kabbalah type stuff, non-natural, not like take this herb, but like align this with that in this mystical stars, astronomy, stuff type stuff. And Chizkiah found that this Sefer was leading people away from Hashem and towards Avodah Zarah because it really did not operate in a natural way. And so people not only wouldn't go to the doctor, but they also wouldn't daven to Hashem. They would just do this mystical thing, like going to the magician, as it were. And that was leading them towards Avodah Zarah, so he hid it away so it wouldn't be accessible to the public. And here too, Vehodulo, Chacham approved of his decision to do that, to protect the people from a stumbling block that was leading them towards Avodah Zarah. Al Shlosha Lo Hodulo. There are three things that they disapproved of that he did. Now, one of the things that Ahaz had done as a bad king was that he had allied himself with the Assyrians, the king of Ashur, against the kingdom of Yisrael, and that turned out to be not such a great decision because the Assyrians were then strengthened. They conquered Yisrael, took them into Golos, and then basically made Yehuda, the kingdom of Chizkiyahu, into their dominion. And so Ahaz paid tribute to Assyria. But there was always this constant threat that Assyria was going to attack. And Chizkiyahu inherited this political situation trying to keep the Assyrians away. And so Kitzetz delosos shel heichal, al shlosh lo hodlo, three things they did not agree with. Kitzetz delosos shel heichal, b'shigra lemelech Ashur. He removed the gold from the doors of the Beis HaMikdash to send the gold to the king of Ashur to keep him from attacking Israel. One of the ways to keep major powers away from attacking you in the ancient world was to send them tribute. And if you nice send them nice fancy things, it calms them down and keeps them away. And so Chizkiyahu felt in order to protect Klal Yisrael, this was a trade-off worth making. Chacham disagreed. Because this is the Beis HaMikdash. You can't just take stuff from the Beis HaMikdash. Secondly, Sasam Megichon HaElyon. He sealed the upper Gihon spring. Here too, this was because of the Assyrians. He didn't want the invading Assyrian army to have water to drink, and therefore he sealed off the spring to prevent them from getting at that water. The Chum disagreed with this. They felt that he should have left the water as is and just trusted in Hashem that Hashem would save the people. And thirdly, when we mentioned that when Chizkiyahu became king, he tried to fix things. So he ordered the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash to get rid of the Avodah Zarah and to clean and purify the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Now, as Rosh Chodesh Nisan arrived, it's now Lamed Adar, the 30th of Adar, which is really already supposed to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He realized that the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be ready in time for Pesach. And so he decided to make it a leap year. He said, listen, it's still Adar, so we'll make it a leap year. And it became Adar Sheni, and that gave the people an extra month to get ready for Pesach. The Chachamim disapproved of this decision because the year needs to be declared a leap year not later than the 29th of Adar. Because in a non-leap year, Adar only has 29 days. And so once you have gotten to the day after the 29th of Adar, it's really Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Just the fact that you didn't call it Rosh Chodesh Nisan and instead made it the 30th of Adar and then later decided you're going to be Me'aber the Shana, that you're going to make it into a leap year, that's really not what you're supposed to do. It's really, you have to do it by the 29th or else you just live with the fact that it wasn't a leap year. However, Chizkiyahu did it. The Chum didn't agree with it, but it was done.